Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, some early week trade has developed in most areas with live cattle trade in the north and the south. There may be additional activity in the north midweek, but typically at this point in the week, trade hasn't even started. Trade in the south mostly at $113, about $2 lower than last week, but prices yesterday were steady with Monday's levels. Well, follow-through buying is expected in cattle futures trade with a strong $3 to $4 rally in feeder cattle expected to provide spillover support. Given the extreme shift higher earlier in the week, moderate attempts of position taking is likely to develop here in the morning. Now, lean hog futures expected to post mixed trade levels following the late day rally yesterday. Gains late yesterday pulled markets away from the narrowly mixed market direction as outside market momentum seeped into the entire complex. Traders remain concerned about trade relations with China, and the potential for a continued trade war would further damage the potential for long-term pork exports. The underlying issue is that China and other Asian countries impacted by swine fever will continue to need pork supplies. Now on the grains, July Kansas City wheat's down 16¾ cents early today, a second day of lower prices after Monday's brief rally. Scattered light to moderate rain amounts are in the five-day forecast for the southwestern U.S. plains, with heavier amounts expected west of Oklahoma. The latest forecast eases some of the flooding threat in Kansas and Oklahoma, but still makes other wheat crops vulnerable to excess moisture at a time when USDA says 76% of the winter crop is headed. July corn is down 9½ cents early today as planting activity gets a chance in the western corn belt. Today's weather map has rain falling in the eastern Midwest and in parts of Texas and Louisiana, with heavy amounts expected the next 7 days in the southeastern corn belt. July soybeans down 6¼ cents, and the July soybean meal is down $2.70 early today, also entering resistance after the rallies in late May. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, on our futures, live cattle, June down, up 77 cents at 107.55. August up 125, 104.05. August feeder cattle up 395, 137.45. September up 375, 137.85. June hogs down 45 cents, 81.12. Kansas City wheat, July was down 18¼ cents, 468.5. September down 17¼ yesterday, 481.5. Chicago wheat, July down 12½, 507¼. September down 11¼. At 514¾. July corn is up a penny, 425¼. September is up 1 cent, 434¾. July soybeans up 2¾ at 881¾. August is up 3 cents at 888¾. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.